In the end, this was a meeting of both symbolism and substance. It opened with the symbolism. Mustafa Abdel Jalil was welcomed by President Sarkozy not as mere rebel leader in Libya, but as the representative of post-Gaddafi government. Mr. Jalil was Gaddafi's justice minister until February, but he had previously defied the dictator and then defected to head the uprising. So around the conference table, the substance. Mr. Jalil was tested by other leaders, asking, can Libya's people achieve unity and reconciliation? Afterwards, David Cameron made clear his belief they can.
Enormous difficulties lie ahead, of course, but Libyans are showing the world their courage, their spirit, and their resilience. They are coming together to tackle shortages of water and power. Hospitals are reopening. The NTC leaders have also been clear and consistent in cautioning against disorder and against reprisals.
As if to emphasise that, Mr. Jalil, as transitional leader, said he was speaking directly to Libya's people.
Now we also have to make sure that we fulfil our side of the deal. We need to make sure we have stability and security in Libya. Tolerance, forgiveness must be implemented. State of law must be respected.
To help ensure a positive future for Libya, the conference accepted that NATO airstrikes will continue for as long as Colonel Gaddafi remains a threat. There was agreement to press for a United Nations mission to help rebuild the state, and the leaders will request that all Libyan assets be unfrozen. As if to emphasise the new tide running in Libya, Russia recognised Libya's transitional council just ahead of attending this conference, partly because Moscow recognised the risk to its business interests in Libya if it held out any longer.